He had no coat. Goosebumps rose on his skin. He shivered in jeans and a t-shirt. It was March. The magic hour. He raised the binoculars and found Tella Carticelli's little brick house. The last one on a dead-end street, right across from the church. The school bus came, and she stepped off and walked up the lawn. She was in her Catholic school uniform, same as when he first met her. Ribbons in her hair. It was understood. They'd use the dress to start a campfire in the hills beyond the reservoir. His name was Cody Raleigh Green. He called her Teal Cartwheels. They were the same age but went to different schools. It was the afternoon after his escape from the youth detention center, and she was hours away from being stuck on an airplane. She walked to the rhododendrons lining the front of the house, knelt down, and tilted back a concrete head of St. Anthony, but no spare house key was underneath it. She let St. Anthony fall and sat down on the front steps, waiting for her parents to come home. He thought of himself as the pilot of a strange spaceship, lumbering back from utter blackness, controls set solely on the redemptive glory of Tella's light. The wind whipped and he shuddered and stomped his feet on the catwalk to warm up. From that distance, he couldn't see her face. He was growing impatient to be near her, hold her, kiss her, talk. There was a lot to say. Usually he carried a locket with her picture, but it had been taken from him by the sheriff, and he never got it back. It was fine. He'd get another. Take her picture again. The locket she wore had a portrait of him snapped at fried paradise, dropping the breaded chicken into a vat of grease. He'd begged for a better photo, but she'd just smooched it and said he looked most handsome. Teal didn't have an after-school job. He used to be her after-school activity, in secret. All the while, her mom thought Tella was destined to become a nun. "My girlfriend the nun," he thought, laughing. Things were in motion. He hugged himself hard, teeth chattering. He'd wait for her parents to come home, and he'd climb down the water tower when everything was perfect, and he'd meet them for the first time. He'd reason with them. He'd drive over to Teal's house and take her away. He didn't have a driver's license, but he'd stolen a car. Cody wished he had the orange scarf she'd knitted for him in home economics. He usually hated scarves, but now wouldn't mind one. Forget looking tough. And he wished they'd hurry the hell up. He was giving her parents one last chance, though he didn't feel they deserved it. Being diplomatic. He figured life should be like that. Free will and all. No destiny. You get to decide what you will be punished for. Don't forget, everybody is punished for something. In the distance, Cody saw a million black starlings swarm together in the sky to form a skull. Spring was coming. They'd gotten that right. Cody wasn't sure if the birds were real. He had hallucinations all up and down a sliding scale. He had a constant headache, too. He patted his pockets again, but of course, he didn't have his pills. That was just too bad. He reached in his jeans and took out the wrinkled letter from her father and read it for the 100th time. "I have a gun now." Cody loved that part.